The Renda is on its way to Nome. The tanker departed Dutch Harbor this morning at 9:50 with the icebreaker Healy close behind. They are now steaming north through 380 miles of open water before hitting the ice edge. Coast Guard Petty Officer Kip Wadlow says the vessels will be near each other for the open water transit, cruising at up to 10 to 12 knots.
I believe they're going to stay within close contact with each other. That way, when they arrive at the ice edge, they're getting there at approximately the same time and location and can immediately begin breaking ice and starting the transit to Nome.
Wadlow says the vessels will have 340 miles of ice to plow through. The fuel could arrive in Nome sometime around Sunday, depending on the progress through the ice. Vitus Marine CEO Mark Smith says his team is putting their efforts toward the final delivery in Nome.
The Healy and the Renda, I think, have plenty of capabilities, so we're expecting that they'll work out the most advantageous course considering the weather. So we're focusing on basically the planning for the transfer in Nome, getting all of the parts and pieces ready for that endeavor.
What happens at port, however, is still not finalized. The ice conditions for the final stretch and a ruling by the Department of Environmental Conservation will determine the details of offloading fuel. 5 days before the anticipated delivery, researchers from the Geophysical Institute at the University of Alaska Fairbanks were drilling ice cores to get a better understanding of ice conditions. Assistant Research Professor Andy Mahoney said his priority was assessing a pressure ridge that formed at the very end of the breaker at the entrance to the harbor. Above the surface, it's 5 feet high, but below the surface, it extends further down.
We're expecting this pressure ridge to be about maybe 25 feet thick. The water in this region is right around that depth, so there's a strong chance that it is sitting on the ground. If that's the case, then it represents something stable, ice that's going to kind of be relied upon not to break away. So that's a good thing for the ship operations here.
Ice stability is crucial as delivery plans could include offloading fuel with the tanker moored outside the harbor with hose running across the ice. Ice cores taken by the team will be melted and tested for salinity. By knowing the composition of the ice, officials will be able to determine the best course of action and equipment for unloading the fuel from the Renda into Nome's tanks.